Hi, George.
It's Max from Talking Rugby Union. Cheers for taking the time out, mate. Yeah. So we'll get straight into it, I guess. How does it feel? You've been nominated for the Land Rover Discovery of the Year award. It must be a pretty big honour.
Yeah, it is. It's obviously a really nice thing to be nominated for, especially with the other lads that have been nominated as well. So I think it's more down to a reflection of the way Bath have played this year. There's a number of young lads in that team that could have been nominated too.
Yeah. Well, a great season for Bath as well, but unfortunately ended in disappointment against Quinns. But how have the club recovered after the game?
Oh, obviously just naturally, disappointed. Naturally gutted after the game that we've been in the top four for the majority of the season, but, got picked in the last game, which is, the way things happen sometimes. But I think the reaction this week has been positive one after the initial, the initial feeling of being down, but we've got an Avon Cup final to look forward to, and it's finished the season on a high.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of expectations at Bath have been surpassed. And what's it been like within the camp, even though you didn't make it to the finals?
It's been good. Yeah, it's been very good. Obviously, we just try to take each week as a time of the year and try and win as many games as possible and see where what position we're in, come this time of the season. And we've been in the LV of this semi of the LV final of the Hamlin and just missed out on the top four. So, it's not all bad. It's not all bad. But when you're in that position, you want to make the most of it. And that's what was just a bit disappointing at first.
Yeah. Have you felt on a personal level that your season's gone?
There's always areas in the game that you want to work on, but that'll never stop. And I think even though sometimes you go out and have a good game or a bad game, you're always got to go and train well the week after to try and get a better player. So I think I'm quite happy with the way the season's gone, but I'm still striving for areas in the game to get better.
There's a quote from Stuart Hooper at the end of the season that said, "The young blood at Bath has really spearheaded the rise in the Premiership. You've got some great emerging talent at the club. Is it a good club going forward? Do you feel comfortable there as a youngster?"
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I think the squad that has been built and recruited is a massively exciting one, and I think we're a team that are only going to get better. If we carry on working hard, if we carry on sticking to what we think, is a good environment, and the players coming in.
Yeah.
I think there's only one way we're going to go, but we've got to get that bit right first and work very hard.
So it's been your first season after moving from Leicester, and what's the sort of comparison between the Tigers to being over at the Rec?
I think they're both traditional rugby clubs, and they've both got a great fan base. They've both got a history, attached to the club, and the biggest thing probably, the tradition and the history that both clubs have got. And whenever Bath play Leicester, it's always a game that goes down in for the obvious reasons. So I think just playing in front of them crowds and the tradition behind it is the main comparison.
Yeah. Just moving on to England for a moment. This season you broke into the England squad. That must have been a great moment for you personally in your career.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think any kid growing up playing rugby dreams of playing for the country, and it's one of them. Until it actually happens, when it does happen, you even want to shoot again because it's a privilege. To put that white shirt on at Twickenham was a special feeling. And
repeat
again in the future.
Yeah, no, it's great. Well, next is the tour to New Zealand. That's a huge test before the World Cup. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, no, can't wait. Yeah, it's gonna be a massive, exciting tour to go on, and it's gonna be tough. Don't get me wrong, we're going into their backyard, the best team in the world. But I think it's one that this team, needs, and are looking forward to. So. It's going to be a great learning curve for us all, but hopefully one we can stamp our authority down on too.
Yeah, and then looking into the future, a home World Cup in 2015 must be a big ambition for you to be involved with as well as these tests in New Zealand.
Yeah, because as a rugby player, you want to be playing in the biggest stages and the biggest games, and World Cups and that, and it just so happens to be that it's in England, which is going to make it even bigger for us. So you know, it's one thing that you got in the back of your mind. You know, it's only a year away, and you just need to put everything in your hand to give yourself a shot of being involved in it.
But your closest rival for the 10 shirt, of course, is Owen Farrell, a good friend of yours since age group rugby. What's it like battling out for the spot against such a close friend?
Oh, it's competitive, don't get me wrong. We're both hungry for the shirt, we both want that shirt. We're both, you know, good mates as well, and whoever's picked, whoever's starting, or, you know, whoever's not playing, you know, we'll support each other for the best of the team sort of thing. And we've been like that, you know, since we've known each other, you know, through the age groups. And I mean, you know, the reason why we're good mates is because we both have the same mindset on the game of rugby, and we're both very obsessive and stuff. So it's great to have Owen there as someone to speak to.
Yeah, I bet. And lastly, I was just looking at some stats regarding the number 10s in the Prem, and we all know your threats in attack, but your tackle success percentage is better than someone like Owen Farrell, and people have thought that's maybe your weak point. But over in New Zealand, in a different environment, I'm sure it'll be put to the test. How have you sort of prepped for defence as well as attacking in New Zealand?
Well, I think for them, as a fly half these days, you got to put as much emphasis on defence as you ever attack, because you know that, you know, whoever you're playing against, your team are going to come and find you, come and try and make your tackles. So it's a big part of the game. I'm just as hungry to do well in defence as I am in attack, and you know, the way you prepare for playing in these big games is to do it every week for your club. Every week when you go and train, every game you go and play, is to go and do what you do, and try and make as many tackles as you can, positive tackles as you can. And if you do that more often than not, you'll put yourself in a good position.
Yeah, well, brilliant. Thanks for that, George. Really appreciate taking the time out and chatting to us.
No worries.
All right, well, good luck in New Zealand. Thanks, mate.
Cheers, mate.